When it comes to information, what are the kinds of information that I need to gather and how do I do that?
Well, one of the things, you know, you'll see in the workbook that we've got different questions that we ask people that say, number one, have you taken care of this particular aspect of your estate plan? Number one, what assets do you own in your personal name? Number two, what type of distribution do you want? What type of limitations? See, a lot of times people don't realize that they can set up their estate plan in a way. For instance, let's give you an illustration of a client that came into my office one time. This client came in and he said, you know, I've got two daughters. And he said, I tell you, I will roll over in my grave if they marry some no good son-in-law who ends up getting everything that I've worked so hard to accumulate. So how can I go about structuring my estate in a way that some son-in-law can't come in and just marry my daughter and then take all those assets? And I said, you know, that's a pretty common request. It's something that people say, and what happens if children get married and then they get divorced? I want to make sure that it's not all lost that way. There are things that we can do through the estate planning process to make sure that that's not taken care of. So those are questions that we've got laid out in the workbook of what dependents do you have? Which dependents do you want to take care of? Oftentimes people think, okay, well, it's just fair if I've got two children that I'll leave it 50-50. Well, sometimes that's not the case. Sometimes what's interesting is that I've got two different schools of thought that will come to my office. One school of thought is, well, I'll leave a larger portion to this particular child because they need it more than the other one does because the other one has made more money themselves. And then the opposite end of the spectrum, you've got the other school of thought that says, I'm going to leave it to the one that has more money because I know that they'll put that money to better use than that other one who doesn't have any money because maybe they squandered everything. And you look at those things, and there are some people that when people come to my office and they ask me just questions about their estate planning process and how things, I give them that example. And sometimes it baffles people that, at both ends, it baffles people that would ever dream of leaving more to the one that's already got more. And I say, well, the way that clients look at this sometimes is that, hey, they earned it. They deserve it more. And then on the other end of the spectrum, you've got those people where it's all about the need, and they say, well, I'm leaving it to this person. Well, that other person may have been planning on just inheriting, and that was their sole means of building wealth or their sole plan for building wealth. So really, the bottom line with an estate plan and estate planning process, and that's how we've laid out everything in the workbook, is for you to customize this for your particular situation. It's your estate. It's your estate plan. You need to call the shots. Most people completely eliminate that scenario because they never have an estate plan, period. And because they don't have an estate plan, the government has an estate plan. You know, one of the things that I had a class one time